From KDWA Radio, we have your local news and community events that will keep you up to date on the station that's been serving this area since 1963, bringing you information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on AM 1460, FM 97.7, and online at kdwa.com. In top news this hour, one charged after Red Wings school's threat, Prescott police blotter, Indigenous Peoples Day celebration. One person was charged after a threat against Red Wing public schools late last week, according to a statement obtained by KDWA from the Red Wing Public Schools and the Red Wing Police Department. Around 7:30 a.m. on Friday, Burnside Elementary School in Red Wing received a phone call in which the caller stated that someone was going to bring a gun to school and then provided no additional details. As a result of this, the school district notified the Red Wing Police Department and placed the school into a secure mode or a soft lockdown while law enforcement began its investigation. Numerous officers then responded to each school within the district for additional protection. Investigators believed initially that a suspect had been identified, but after additional information was received, it was determined that the individual that they had identified was not the individual involved, which resulted in some miscommunication to the school and to parents that the lockdown was lifted briefly before it was put back in place. The Red Wing Police Department continued to investigate and identified a 33-year-old suspect within a few hours, and after discussion with the Goodhue County Attorney's Office, that individual is facing disorderly conduct charges. The Red Wing Police Department commended the school staff and district leaders for their quick actions in protecting students. In a statement, the superintendent of the district said that we understand that threats involving schools and children are very frightening. This morning was no exception. Red Wing Public Schools would like to thank the Red Wing Police Department for their quick response to the situation, end quote. We have reached out for more information on this incident, and if we hear back, we will be sure to bring that information to you here on KDWA. The Prescott Police Department filed its incident report for this week with dates of October 3rd through October the 9th. On October 3rd at 2:52 p.m., Prescott Police received an accidental 911 call. No further information was made available. On October 3rd at 8:50 p.m., they received a 911 call in the 700 block of Jefferson Street, which occurred as the officer was pulling the subject over. No further information was made available on this incident. Officers responded to a vandalism complaint on October 4th at 2:58 a.m. in the 400 block of Monroe Street. Officers were called to a disabled boat near the Miscroy Marina on October 4th at 3:47 p.m. The call was transferred to St. Croix County, and no other information was immediately provided. Officers were called about a issue in a residence in the 700 block of Lake Street involving a water leak. The Prescott Department of Public Works was notified and handled the remainder of the incident. Officers responded to an assault on October 5th at 1:56 a.m. in the 100 block of Broad Street. On October 5th at 3:06 p.m., officers responded to a dispute in the 400 block of Delta Queen Avenue. One female subject was provided with a written trespass warning. On October 6th at 10:14 a.m., officers conducted a traffic stop at 570th Avenue and Jefferson Street. That's where 20-year-old Amaya Shakira Sims of Minneapolis was cited for possession of THC, possession of adult drug paraphernalia, and operating without a valid license, as well as several other moving-related violations. Officers observed a vehicle parked in violation of the city parking ordinance on October 6th at 3:44 p.m., one motorist, a 64-year-old from Amory, was cited for parking a vehicle that is for sale, which is prohibited through city ordinances. Officers received an accidental 911 call on October 6th at 6:12 p.m. in the 1400 block of Glen Ridge Drive. They spoke to the subject, who determined it was an accident and no distress was noted. On October 6th at 6:32 p.m., officers responded to 300 block of Lake Street for a gas drive-off. This incident remains under investigation, although one individual was identified as being cited for fraud on a hotel, restaurant, or gas station. On October 6th at 11:10 p.m., officers conducted a speed traffic stop in the intersection of U.S. Highway 10 and Dexter Street. The motorist, 30-year-old Diego Paul Lema of St. Paul, was cited for operating without a valid license and operating a motor vehicle without insurance. Officers responded to another vandalism complaint in the 900 block of Jefferson Street on October 7th at 3:39 p.m. Officers responded to an ordinance violation in the 1000 block of Cedar Lane on October 8th at 4:56 p.m. This was reportedly a burn violation regarding an individual burning items that are against city ordinances. A verbal warning was issued by police. Officers responded to a motor vehicle accident at Broad Street and Cherry Street at 2:55 a.m. on October 9th. This accident involved a vehicle versus a stoplight, and no injuries were reported in the crash. Officers conducted another vandalism report at 6:44 p.m. on October 9th in the 900 block of Jefferson Street. All other calls for the Prescott Police Department in this week's report are routine in nature or false alarm, and all subjects who appear in the Prescott Police blotter are considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Monday was a holiday around the country, and in Hastings, many individuals were marking an Indigenous Heritage event for Indigenous Peoples Day, which was held on Sunday, October 12th at the ArtSpace River Lofts. It was organized by Simone Rendon and Lasha Tilson and was reportedly the first celebration of its kind in the city of Hastings. We'll have more in future newscasts. And now, a look at your community events. On Saturday, October 25th at 10 a.m., head to Cottage Grove for the 16th annual Monster Bash Parade at the Cottage Grove Strawberry Fest. Have the family dress up in costumes, grab a cozy candy-catching spot, and watch the fun and festive floats as the parade goes by. The parade route begins at the District Service Center on East Point Douglas Road and ends at the District Program Center, also on East Point Douglas Road. On October 26th, it's Trunk or Treat, presented by the Hastings Downtown Business Association. Be a part of the Downtown Candy Crawl. This is on Sunday, October 26th, from 2 to 5 p.m. on Sibley Street. Rally your crew, business, club, team, or family, and decorate a trunk and join the fun while connecting with the Hastings community. It's $50 per spot, so arrive to Sibley Street between 1 to 1:30 p.m., and you'll be directed to your reserved parking spot. Set up your car display and have at least one person host trunk or treaters until 5 p.m. Provide at least 3,000 pieces of candy or non-food items such as pencils or stickers. Reserve your spot by Friday. Email staff at hastingsmn.org for more information. That's your local news and community events at this hour. If you would like KDWA to cover a news story or community event, or if you see news happening, give us a call at 651-437-1460 or email us at news@kdwa.com. This has been Trail Hour reporting.